Hi, this is Brenda Nicholson from ADD Moms and ADD Student with this Tuesday's 10-minute tip. This week we're talking about organizing. I think that a lot of people, myself included, picture one of those magazine pictures when you hear the word organizing. You picture this room that's just absolutely perfect with nothing out of place, not a stray piece of paper anywhere. And I think that we all think that if we could just get our homes to that state, our lives would be perfect. Everything would run smoothly. There wouldn't be any problems. Well, of course, you know, that's not realistic and it's not true. I think the best definition I've heard for being organized is when you can find what you need when you need it with the least amount of trouble. And if you've got a really messy desk or a really messy closet or whatever, but you can find what you need without much trouble, then you're organized. Now, maybe you don't like the look of it, then, you know, that's kind of a different problem. It's not that you're not organized, it's just that you don't like the way you're organizing, and that maybe you could find a way to spruce things up and make it look a little bit better. I'm reminded of a client that I used to work with. It was a teenage girl, and she had ADD. And her mother, one of the things that she expressed to me that frustrated her was that the girl's room looked like a hurricane had gone through it. There were clothes everywhere, on the floor, on the bed, on the desk, on the chair, everywhere. And she was always after her daughter to pick up her room and hang things up, put them away. Well, in talking to the daughter, I realized that for her, this was an organizing system. She knew exactly what each pile of clothes represented. She knew which ones were clean, which ones had been tried on and rejected for some reason or another, and which ones were dirty. She could stand in the middle of her room in the morning and take a quick glance around and see immediately what there was that she could wear and find it quickly and get dressed. If she had used her mother's method, which her mother had made her clean her room a few times, she had experienced the other way. Putting clothes in the closet, hanging other clothes, or folding other clothes up and putting them away in dresser drawers, got everything out of the way. It made the room look nice and neat and presentable, but it made it really hard for her to get dressed. She couldn't see the clothes that she had. She didn't know where to begin to look for some of them. She forgot about clothes that she owned because she couldn't see them. And that's a pretty typical ADD kind of thing. We tend to leave things out in the open so that we remember that they're there, so that we can find them when we need them. So that's kind of my lesson for you today. You know, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Most of the books about organizing are written by people who don't have ADD, and so their systems make sense to them, but they don't necessarily make sense to us and to the way that our brains work. So first off, I would say if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And if it's working but you'd like to change the looks a little bit, remember that thing about needing to see what you've got. So maybe look for containers that are clear or that are open so that you can see what you have that's inside them, but you've still got a little bit of neatness going on. Until next time.